This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Masters gets underway tomorrow, and we got a special guest. Brian Henninger, who is a former pro golfer. He has he lives in the area now, went to USC, but in 1995, he was the co-leader after 54 holes of golf at the Masters, and he joins us now. Brian, how's it going, man?
Thanks, buddy. Glad to be on with you guys. It's an exciting week for all of us golf lovers.
Look, golf just ropes everybody in. After the NCAA tournament ends, we all get trained for it is Masters Week now, and it's finally here. You have such a different view on it, though, because as somebody who not just competed in it, but has a top 10 finish in the Masters, and after 54 holes, you went into Sunday as a co-leader. What is it like for you to watch this tournament in this event with your knowledge of the course and your knowledge of just that grind that it is to play at Augusta National?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago, but as I reflect back, my career was off to a strong trajectory. So to me personally, it was no surprise that I was competing at a high level like that, but kind of I think it was a surprise that I was leading at Augusta because it was the only year that I was there. But golf has changed a lot, though. I mean, I have an enormous appreciation for contemporary golf, the way the kids play. But back then, we were using Balata balls. The ball didn't travel that far. And the golf course was probably under 7,000 yards. I don't know what it is this year. It could be 7,600 yards, and the kids hit it so much further. So, and to some degree, kind of baffling. So the course is a little bit different. I mean, it's the same basic layout and construct, but they have the potential for, hitting the ball further, hitting less club, hitting the ball higher, all those kind of things. So I have a great appreciation for golf as it is today, but it's a much different game than I was used to.
Brian, maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm trying to become more mature, but it just feels like every single year that the Masters comes around, I feel like it's more of a special sporting event. It's something that ropes me in. It used to be, I tune in on Sunday, then all of a sudden Saturday. Now all of a sudden it's Wednesday and I've got the Masters app and I'm ready to go. I'm jacked up. I'm all excited to see Brooks Koepka getting an interview right now. What does it mean to actually be at Augusta National and competing? Was it a pinch me type of moment for you the first time you got to be there, or what's it like?
Incredible. But I was pretty naive, pretty ignorant. I took up golf late, so I only played 1 year of high school golf.
Wow.
So even though I had my idols like Jack Nicklaus, 86 Masters is my favorite sporting event ever. I mean, he comes from behind and he was kind of my hero in golf and that kind of thing. But as I kind of remember my first little drive down Magnolia Lane, it was kind of tears coming down my eyes going like, I can't believe that I've watched this on TV for all these years and I get to be part of this incredible experience. It's only grown over time. But it exceeds your expectations in terms of just the venue, the quality of the spectators, the patrons are super smart, super educated. So it's a really fun environment to play in front of. Again, it was just shocking that I'm leading this tournament Saturday evening, and I have some special people with me to share it with. I'm still intrigued by it. I just the fact that I got to, you know, experience it is it seems like a blur. It seems a little bit like a dream. But it's a really fun week for me to reminisce with people like yourselves. And again, I just you know, admire the place and the people and golf. And golf is bigger, right? It's bigger than it ever has been. COVID gave us a great opportunity to kind of introduce the game to people because there wasn't a lot to do. And the game's just exponentially grown. And we've got some great, great young players. Like, you know, I'm rooting for Rory this week, not to take up all your questions with me. It's been admirable how he stood up for the tour. I'm a big fan of the PGA Tour. It gave me an opportunity, a platform to succeed and do something different than most people don't get to do. So I'm a big fan of his. I mean, a lot of people aren't. He could rub people wrong. You know, the live thing and the separation there has been disappointing because I want to see some of those guys. I still love to watch Brooks Koepka play and John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau is the biggest thing that's ever happened to golf and his huge YouTube opportunity. So golf is in a great place right now with some great athletes. You see the players back in the day I played, you know, everybody really hadn't hit the gym yet. Now these guys look like they could play professional football. So I'm a big fan of the sport right now, and I think a lot of people have grown to understand it, and this week is, you know, the pinnacle for golfers.
Brian Henniger is our guest. He is a former professional golfer on the PGA Tour, had the 54-hole co-lead at the Masters back in 1995, and now has indoor golf facilities called the Golf Farm, two locations, one in Tualatin, one in Bend, and I do want to talk to you about that because you are doing something really cool there. But as you, something that about Augusta is they've got a lot of rules. And when you were there, did you ever violate any of the rules unknowingly? because there seems like there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there is. No, I don't remember any, but I do. One quick story is, again, I'm pretty ignorant to the whole thing. And so when I got there, one of my buddies, I can't remember who it was, said in the morning on Wednesday, said, we need to sign up for the par three tournament. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no par three course around here. You know what I mean? I've been on property for 2 days and there's no sight of a par three thing. So again, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's just over there, just past the putting green that's close to the first tee. I'm like, wow. Anyways, we did sign up. I played the par three tournament, which has become, you know, it's on TV right now. It's pretty fun to watch. And we played the par three. But actually, I think I was as nervous on that tee box. I think it was Gene Sarazen, Byron Nelson, and Sam Snead sitting there in chairs. We introduced ourselves. And it's only like, back then, it's only like an 80-yard shot. And I'm like, I'm going to lay sod over this in a hurry. So as I remember, as far as the rules, I mean, there was probably more rules back in the day, fundamentals, etiquette, all those kind of things. I mean, and so I was kind of familiar and, you know, it was customary to make sure that you took your shoes off and, you know, you didn't say a lot of bad words and all those other things.
Now, the other thing is you said modern golfers, the technology, their physical fitness, that has changed. Is there a part of you that is also like a little bit jealous that they're jet setting in private jets across across the world now? And what was that like for you guys on the grind of the PGA Tour back then compared to now?
No, it's incredible. And the money's so much bigger. The first year I kept my card, I think I made $125,000, which was, I don't know, I may have finished 120th on the money list. You know, a paycheck making the cut was enormous. I could pay my bills for the week. Now, if you make the cut, you probably minimum 15 grand or something and, you know, exponentially going up. So the money's so different. And most of them are flying privately, so they don't have to, you know, deal with the domestic airports and all that stuff. I mean, my body still hurts from schlepping my bag around an airport trying to catch plane flight. But, I train a lot of young athletes that have the ambition to do what I did. And I wouldn't trade my experience with golf for anything. I mean, I was a grinder. I was a warrior. You know, I was an underdog. I was a journeyman. And I played a lot of mini tour golf, and I went through a lot of qualifying schools, and I got to participate on the PGA Tour, and then ultimately I played 5 years on the Champions Tour. So I had a life fulfilled. Despite not making a bunch of money playing professional golf, I loved every minute of it. I would do it again tomorrow.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now you have pivoted and you are on the instruction side now. The golf farm is really cool. Alex Brink, who's a friend of mine, he was like, hey, you got to talk to this guy because not only is he interesting with golf stories and his history with golf, but what you're trying to do and what you guys are doing with the golf farm, two locations now, Tualatin and Bend. What was kind of your vision of that? Because it is about, and you kind of hit on it earlier, about getting that younger audience and the younger generation engaged in the game of golf. It's so important for the livelihood of it. And you mentioned COVID was such a big boon for the sport. But what was the vision of what you guys are doing at the golf farm?
To be honest with you, I think, you know, like I told you, I was a great player, but I always wanted to hit a ball a little bit better. And I was a little bit confused. I was self-taught, even when, besides my college coach, which was my greatest mentor, but there wasn't a lot of technique back there. Nobody knew what they were talking about. It was probably weight shift or something and lag component, or I don't know, like some of the things that you're probably not familiar with, but it wasn't a lot. And then, a few years after my run at the Masters, I wanted somebody in my life. I wanted a coach. I wanted a,
lost him.
Oh, no.
His coach took him out. His coach took him out.
That was awesome.
Russ going to try. Huh?
That was awesome, man. Right? Brian has some stories.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine being in his first time there? You're finishing Sunday and you're like, holy crap. You back? He's back.
Yeah, I'm back. Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, we lost you on when you were talking about you wanted a coach in your life.
Okay.
You were looking for more.
Yeah. So I went down that rabbit hole of distinguishing somebody that could kind of be that support system for me, and I kind of got lost in the whole process, much like people do that like are trying to improve golf, whether they're YouTubing or they're on social media. You know, there's lots of information out there. I was seeking it out to see if I could improve my ball striking. I had a great short game and I kind of could navigate myself around and manage my emotions. But that's what kind of got me interested in it. And then when I was playing the Champions Tour, Amy Simonton, that is my partner here at the golf farm, along with Alex Brink and HQPT and E-Force, these guys, we have a bigger team now. So that I knew that through, some of the elements of the geometric shape of a golf swing were critical, but at the same time, I probably was naive in terms of of making sure that people were stable, they were strong, they were mobile, and they could do some of the body movements without affecting themselves. So our team is bigger, but that's not how I got engaged with the golf arm. I wanted a space where I could impact people. Somebody asked me the other day, like, why do you do this? And I said, to impact people. I don't care if I ever make their golf game better. Hopefully there's hope in that, but I hope that I'm a good person. I instill in them a good work ethic and some organization on how to improve and not to be afraid to try something different to get better. And that's been my ambition here. And it always will be, because I love to influence people. It's part of my personality, and that's what the golf arm has kind of granted me. So we've specialized now in terms of maybe growing the business with a bigger team and having a more complete package for people versus me just, you know, looking into a two-dimensional figure in a screen with a camera and stuff like that, and then, you know, doing some guesswork in terms of what they're capable of. So I'm really excited about our growth, and I'm excited about Alex Brink and his team being alongside me to kind of support, you know, me. Again, it's about me impacting people. So yeah, that's what the golf arm represents.
It's sweet indoor training facility. You guys got a gym in there, so it's a different take on what golf instruction is, and it's got all the technology. It's pretty cool. It's a really cool event.
The data is really fun. We just recently got dual force plates, so we can kind of read what's going on in terms of, you know, weight and pressure and all that kind of things to keep. Because I want to make athletes. I don't want to make, you know, stick figures that are in some method kind of style of teaching. I just want to improve what people bring in the golf arm with me. But sweet. I love what I do. Yeah.
Brian, we need to talk more golf sometime down the road. This has been a lot of fun, man. We appreciate your time. And, man, the stories from the tour, we got to unlock a few more of those as time goes on.
Dusty and Will, thanks for having me on. Yeah. It's a special week for me, and I got to share some of it with you guys.
Brian Henniger, man, he is a longtime PGA pro, top 10 finish in the Masters. 54-hole lead in the 1995 Masters. 30 years ago, this week, had headed into Sunday with a tie at the top of the leaderboard.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.